Welcome. Today, we're pairing two Canary Islands that feel beautifully different. Tenerife, with its volcanic scale and Atlantic energy, and La Gomera, where forests, curves in the road, and slower hours set the rhythm. Think of this as one varied escape rather than two places to rush through. We'll look at landscapes, a manageable route, good food, and the small choices that help you travel thoughtfully. Tenerife can be lively, but its most lasting impression may be the space. Head inland and Mount Tay changes the scene completely. Dark lava fields, sharp rock formations, bright high-altitude light, and a horizon that feels almost lunar. The useful question is not how much can you fit into one day. It is where do you want time to linger? Give the volcanic interior room for short walks, viewpoints, and the simple pleasure of watching clouds gather below the higher slopes. Then return toward the coast for a different kind of drama. Atlantic viewpoints can be windy and clear one moment, misty the next. Tenerife's appeal lies in that contrast, towns with movement and meals, followed quickly by open, elemental landscapes. La Gomera feels like the exhale after Tenerife. The ferry crossing is short enough to make the pairing practical, yet the atmosphere shifts quickly. Fewer distractions, steeper folds in the land, and villages that invite you to slow your pace. Garigione National Park is the landscape anchor here. Its laurel forest can be cool, damp, and quietly magical, especially when mist settles among the trees. Choose a marked walk that matches your energy, and let the forest set the tempo. Outside the woods, the island opens into broad ocean outlooks. Roads wind through ravines and ridges, so distances on a map can be misleading. That is not a flaw, it is a reminder to plan fewer stops and enjoy the journey between them. For a short trip, begin with 3 or 4 nights on Tenerife. Use one full day for the Tay area, and another for a coastal stretch or a town where you can wander without an agenda. Leave breathing room for changing conditions. Next, take the ferry to La Gomera and stay 2 or 3 nights. Reserve one day for Garigione and a forest walk, then use another for viewpoints, a relaxed village meal, and a drive that does not become a race against daylight. Build your transfers around the actual ferry and local transport options available for your dates. If you rent a car, remember that mountain roads demand more time and attention than their mileage suggests. A patient plan is the better plan. Food offers an easy way into both islands. Try papas arrugadas, the small salt-cooked potatoes served with mojo sauce, alongside fresh seafood when you are near the coast. Canarian cheeses are also worth seeking out, especially as part of an unhurried local meal. There is no single perfect season for everyone. Coastal warmth, high-altitude chill, wind, and cloud can all appear on the same trip. Choose the period that suits your preferred conditions. Pack layers, wear sturdy shoes for trails, and check local trail and transport updates. These islands are not a backdrop to consume quickly. Mount Tay's volcanic terrain and La Gomera's forest ecosystems are protected places. Stay on marked paths, avoid taking natural souvenirs, and give wildlife and other walkers the quiet space they need. On narrow roads, drive gently and expect local traffic to set a calmer pace. Park only where permitted, keep viewpoints peaceful, and take all litter with you. Small habits matter more than grand declarations when landscapes are fragile. I would also make room for independent cafes, family-run restaurants, and local shops. Ask politely before photographing people or private spaces, and remember that a slower service style can be part of the day's rhythm, not a problem to solve. The takeaway is simple. Let Tenerife bring the volcanic scale and Atlantic lift, then let La Gomera provide the quieter forested counterpoint. Together, they make a short island journey feel far richer than a checklist. Thanks for listening. Travel with time, curiosity, and care for the places that welcome you. Until next time, take the scenic road when it is the right road to take.